Hello and welcome to the Maverick Radio Hour. It is October 13th, 2021, and I am your host, GT Maverick, bringing you the usual mix of science, philosophy, a bit of politics, economics, and whatever else can come upon my mind. So, last week, I talked a little bit about my own sort of story, where I was coming from, that sort of thing. A little bit about personal histories and psychonautic adventures was the name of the show. The title, you might say. And I think it was important a little bit for me to let you all know in a quasi-candid manner a bit about my personality and where I'm coming from, besides which the things that I actually just think. So hopefully you all enjoyed that. And for it to be a little bit different than the usual. But today we're getting back on the horse, and we're going to start talking about the real things that are going on in society and the importance that that our self-respect and value and what we put on ourselves, the type of world that we want to live in, really is the point. I mean, who really wants to live in a world where we're asking for papers every time you walk into a restaurant or into a department store? Who really wants to live in a world where you have to cover up your face and restrict your breathing in order to go to school or go to work or anything else? Clearly, all of this is garbage. It's nonsense. It's bullshit and it's bad for you. And the people who are telling you that it's okay and that it's perfectly fine and it's actually good for your health are one of three things: liars, criminals, or idiots. There's not much more in between. Also cowards in the midst of that as well. Unfortunately, this has been quite the rampant psychological mass delusion that has been put upon us, and it's a shame that it's the case. It's really sad and tragic. People are dying, and it's not of the Rona. It's not of the coronavirus. Much less that than they are dying of suicides, depression, losing their jobs, having their dreams crushed, all that they've worked for this manufactured and synthetic and artificial economic crisis that got put upon us in the biggest manner possible. These sons of bitches are trying to shoot the moon, and they're trying to gain the holy grail of groupthink and abuse of the entire population across the globe, the entire free world. They're using China as a beta test. Now, however it is that China ended up coming up with, the way that they abuse their own people, you know, whether it's their own sort of culture that allows that sort of thing and brought it on, or if it was in some ways sent in from the West. Because you can look at that and say, okay, well, it's a Chinese Communist Party, sure. Okay, well, where did communism come from? Well, it came from Germany with Karl Marx and Engels. Okay, well, how did it get over to China? What was it, the Russians sent it over there? Just sort of snuck it in the back door and gave it to them? Well, I'm sure, ultimately, it was, this is, regardless of what you call it, communism, fascism, authoritarianism, totalitarianism, socialism, whatever. What we're witnessing, what you can boil all this down to, is authority figures in positions of power trying to abuse more and more people. This is a hierarchy of abuse that starts at the top with some jagoff up there who just likes his position and likes to tell people what to do, some sort of control freak, etc., or a group of them that then send down to the next lower layer their abuse and tell, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do this, this is your life, this is how you got to live it, this is what you do, etc., etc., etc. On down the line, on down the line, on down the line. Now you can see this in the capitalistic corporate world itself, climbing up that ladder, and the way to get up that ladder is to be more abusive to the people besides you and those below you. Ultimately, that's what our system has created, such a corruption of the level of the Whore of Babylon, people selling out their principles and their souls just for a couple bucks so they can have a little extra power, just so they can beat up on more people, just so they can tell them how to live their lives that much better, because somehow, in some sort of weird bizarro universe that we have here, that makes you appealing to the rest of the population. Ooh, I can be an asshole to as many people as possible. I can be an asshole. Oh, look, that dude's a jerk to 10,000 people. Oh, wow. Oh, he's awesome. Oh, but that guy, he's a jerk to 100,000. Whoa, I really want to be around him. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, as opposed to, you know, your actual principles and the way you treat each other in a decent manner being, oh, I don't know, maybe pertinent to whether or not you would actually want to listen to what this person is asking you to do, as opposed to endlessly following bullshit orders and hoping that you'll get to some sort of level of satisfaction and power in your life. Well, guess what? I'm here to tell you, folks, it's not going to happen. You don't get to that position by following orders and by obeying. And if you get to that position by following orders and obeying, by the time you get there, you are corrupted and you don't have anything left of your soul. And then you can spend the rest of your life beating up on people below you. Well, I'm not standing for that. So we're going to go into some poetry here. This is something I wrote back in October of 2020. And it has to do with... has something to do with the Q movement that was really pushing hard during Trump's term, and the good things that it brought, definitely a great awakening of sorts of minds to this corruption that has been permeating throughout our institutions for many decades. So on that note, I'll just go straight into it. Q Mag Anonymous Rex. You stand accused of thought crime. Well then, don't mind if I do. Truth loosed upon the world, bright and brilliant the light it shines. An open source intelligence operation to awaken your mind. To wholesale corruption, theft, abuse, and violation by obnoxious liars masquerading as our betters who prove overtly their criminality. They thought they could get away with it, but the scamdemic is less a coup than a live-action spectacle, a determination of culpability. For they've been on full view, on the stand, so to speak, suspected of un-American activities. And then, while under oath, with googly eyes, they signed their name on the dotted line and declared war on American lives. Thanks for making it easy. Now we know who to arrest, exactly. This is your last chance to slink away, this day, before our righteous warriors get green-lit. Because no one who wakes up goes back to sleep, and even those pretending are now getting it. For their minions are dwindling, middle managers jumping ship, and even paid terrorists want nothing to do with this. For that matter, your money's no good here, nor your influence. Your controlled opposition is no longer yoked. Secrecy with a need-to-know basis, compartmentalization cannot assist when the plan is clear and clearly scandalous. Attacking the very basics of civil society, the human spirit, and personal sovereignty. All the identifying features of history's most egregious liars. Every one of you criminals are set for your own particular reckoning. Be quick to get in your repentance before our freedom platform manually overrides your quacked-out monopoly boards, cuts your puppet strings, and restarts the grand game with truth and justice the American way. Because y'all just got wrecked in a game of 4D chess, for no trick, nor spell, nor hex could ever stop Q, MAGA, Anonymous, Rex. From swimming in a sea of serendipity to shouting from the shoulders of giants, proper prioritization of pertinent information, accurately identifying subversive tactics and malicious antics, who crafted the solution to the beast system before it was even implemented. You cannot stop this dragnet, for when they said, ma'am, just the facts, she responded, Q, MAGA, Anonymous, Rex. Poetic justice flowing through all dimensions. With every regret ye seize, that much greater the finality. Reflecting magnanimous creativity, crafting solutions of supposed insolubility, proving them wrong and ourselves right simultaneously. Kicking ass outside established avenues, breaking free of corporate tyranny, placing trust in you and me, with community, our better angels guiding. All reason and logic point to beauty, peace, love, harmony, justice, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Signed, sealed, and delivered, an alchemical mix of light and darkness, the reverse of the worst curse, courtesy of your local master chef, Q, MAGA, Anonymous Rex. Proud to be a part of Team Human on the right side of history, and we know the truth or close to it. You cannot stop ideas, and you cannot stop this. The clock says 1776, So I'm going to get Voltaire-ish and sharpen this pencil with a knife. Highly tuned poet warrior weapon, balanced, aligned, responsive, and refined. Blessed instrument of the divine. The Reverend Dr. Wizard is in, and its prognosis positive. Does your nation have a tyrant infestation? Is your community suffering with useful idiocy? We've got just the thing for your societal effects. Complement your diet with Q, MAGA, Anonymous Rex. Exposing the lies underwriting fake media consensus madness and social distortion Kool-Aid fanatics. Death cults get exactly what they want, their world's destruction. Even the devilish get their prayers answered, but at our expense, no further. Give them a wide berth, and they'll fall on their sword. Their hypnotic illusions collapsed, their captive minions no longer possessed, for we have exorcised the demons. With little help from Q, MAGA, Anonymous Rex. I was banned before it was cool. Apparently my name is a closely guarded secret. The powers that be collapsing spent hella capital to suppress this action with plausibly deniable sabotage, wicked slander, blacklisting, threatening mayhem, and hurting friendlies. These maniacs think they got away, but I got more news for them, and more so every day. All's over but the crying for their psychotechnic mess, for they grossly underestimate the power of Q, MAGA, Anonymous Rex. Atlas shrugged his heavy blessings, divvied them up and parceled them out. In the middle of gift-giving, self-styled authorities outlawed remedies formalities under threat of tyranny. While the remedy remains, the substance the same, with contingencies upon contingencies, ready for all ifs, thens, and or buts, to ensure tyrants get riggity-riggity-riggity-wrecked every which way from Sunday, quote the Rickon, rub-a-lub-a-dub-dub, putting his mind to the ultimate test, not unlike you could surely guess, Q, MAGA, Anonymous, Rex. There's no arguing with established fact, nor that America is bringing the Renaissance back, getting enlightened in the 21st century. A man of high genealogy, one of many instruments of divine balance, playing his part in the grand ol' Opry, conjuring up fresh technology and saving it for the new economy. Enough for decades of research and development. Forget about the schematics. Even the descriptions are redacted. Due to the present digital climate, smart devices will steal your ideas, if not your wallet. In this brave new world, you got to be careful about what you express, even when your name is Q, MAGA, Anonymous Rex. A true American entity. Red, white, and blue-blooded genius, no equivalent to this classical and contemporary lyricist. When they say go big or go home, why can't you do both? You never would have guessed you actually can when you hit a grand slam. That's impossible, they said. Well then, if you think that's a stretch, then you still don't know. Q, MAGA, Anonymous Rex. For with great interest, he long studied the game before he ever pulled up a seat. One of the players was sleeping, the second and third were shouting, the fourth was counting his money, the fifth was stunned blind, the sixth tried desperately to wake the first, and the seventh was me. So now you've changed the rules, weighted the dice, and disregarded merit to assault every aspect of the human spirit, and went so far your own lives are forfeit. You're painted into a corner, and the free world is upset, for you've had many options, but now it's a simple choice. Issue further dictates and be destroyed, or quit now to save your face. Bonus points in redemption, highly likely. If you play the panic off as necessity, to prepare for the rollout of a new economic reality, to restart the game without changing metrics, while converting negative assets to positive, with the flip of a switch, giving the gift of ownership, spreading economic justice like magic, forever remembered as a savior, because you freely gave up a tiny sliver of your vast wealth and power. There's plenty of room on this train, and plenty of leeway for all motivations. No matter what car you are in, everybody wins. Everything that has happened had to happen. And we forced this hand early to know for all progeny the end game of soulless tyranny, to face it down and reject it directly, that in order for it to show at all, the brightest sun must break the darkest cloud. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? But where I come from, trusting the plan is called faith, and it's even better when you participate. Blessed be the witness, and blessed the engagement. Come hell or high water, heaven is coming out the victor. So long as I have breath, and even in death, thy will be done. Love, Q, MAGA, Anonymous, Rex. So considering that, How do we do that? How do we bring this top-heavy, ridiculous authority, globalist madness down to the ground where it belongs? Well, the next part of my contribution to the Great Awakening, part two, is the Exorcism of Tyranny. This is a short pamphlet. It's all of one page, and it lays out in pretty simple terms pretty much everything anyone needs to know about what's really going on, and provides some simple strategies for how to get out of this. And namely, the biggest one is not complying, first off. And I've mentioned this before at other times, and I'm not the only one who has either. When we're talking about how it is that you go against a large-scale totalitarian regime, or you're going against unconstitutional laws, or anything that that goes against the human spirit, the best way to resist that is to not comply. So when it comes to wearing a mask, just don't do it. When it comes to taking a vaccine, just don't do it. Or that is to say, one of the most important ways that we can break this chain, this hierarchy of abuse that is happening, the cycle of abuse that goes through the population and through our society at present, whether it's here or anywhere, really, is for us to just stop the chain. Now, there's a couple different ways you can do that. One, you can, like I just mentioned, you can not do it on your own part. Just say no. Just say no to it. No, I'm not going to do that. Okay, go ahead and fire me. I'll find somewhere else to do my work. Or I'll start my own business or some such things. Or, you want me to do that? Well, I'm not going into your store. Sorry, you don't get my money. That sort of thing. You want me to do that? Well, I'm not going to do it anyway. Call the cops. It's clearly not illegal. This is not a law. This is America. This isn't Russia. This isn't China. We have this little thing called, the rule of law and the Constitution that generally law enforcement, certainly here, are quite aware of. Now, they're not going to run around and just start beating up on people like they're doing in Australia. Fortunately, that's not the case around here. And the people in law enforcement and in those in structures of that sort, and in the Department of Justice and whatnot, they have seen the corruption of these institutions from the inside, and they know how much garbage has been going on there for decades. And there are good people in all these institutions, and that is not just there, but also in in the corporate world as well, in schools, everywhere. The vast majority of us, our population, we're all good people. And the fact that we end up abusing each other is a result of the dictates of authority and a slow societal conditioning that begins very early on in schooling. Now, this is the sort of thing that I mentioned last week as well, that is under the auspices of plausible deniability. So the ideal here from the perspective of those who are trying to take over the free world and turn us all into slaves, even worse than what we had 200 years ago or 1,000 years ago, is that they alter our minds and change our habits and the way we think about each other and deal with each other and interact on a subliminal level, such that the easy example that you can see today is that the average attention span of your 20-year-old kid is about 10% of what it was 20 years ago. And this is a very intentional, slow imposition of shorter and shorter time lengths. I mean, you go back 100 years, and I mean, there's a Sometimes you'd see on emails some while back that they'd be sending out tests that they'd be given to like 8-year-olds back in the 1890s. And you'd notice that the schooling that they were giving and the sort of knowledge that they were expected to retain was of a dang near high school level in many cases. And that's the sort of thing that slowly has occurred over time. This is how you alter group psychology on a societal level. You don't necessarily do it by just telling people you're supposed to, you know, this is focus on this thing for 30 seconds and then look at this thing for 30 seconds after that. It's a carrot and stick approach that is multifaceted. And you can see this through a thousand different manners in which it was put together in order to corral us into the pens that the powers that be collapsing, so to speak, have wanted us in. Anyway, this Exorcism of Tyranny is a simple pamphlet. So this is the sort of thing that you can carry with you wherever you go. If you go into a building, you're meeting someone on the street, you're talking about this sort of thing, and you actually bring up the white elephant that's the big fat white elephant that's in the room concerning the virus panic and all the assorted bullshit laws that, quote, laws, they're not laws, dictates that they were supposed to follow. This is the sort of thing that augments and provides some very simple and to the point points concerning the whole thing. That once you read it and pass it along, you pretty much know everything that you know you need to know. You can break it down to details of all sorts, and those can be found out quite easily and researched, and you can see why these things are the case. For that matter, during this broadcast here, I'm going to be going through all the assertions in this pamphlet and explain where they're coming from and why, what they have to do with what's going on. So, again, it's a one-page flyer. So, and you can find this on my website, tuftysvariations.com. It's the sort of thing that you can easily print out. You can go to a copy store. You can print out some more there, and then pass them around, and however manner you'd like to do so. But the first page, so it's since it's a pamphlet, so it's single page, and it's broke up into three leaves, you might say, on the inside, and then three leaves on the outside. The first front leaf says at top, The Great Awakening, Part 2, effective January 21st, 2021. Now, I picked that date because not only is it an interesting date numerically, you have 01, 21, 2021. That's also the date of when our present so-called president was inaugurated. Now, I happen to be in D.C., Washington, D.C. at the time, and this pamphlet, in the form that I put together at the time, that was the day that I took this out and was the first distribution of that. It was in Washington, D.C., and I passed about 100 of these flyers directly around the White House and in D.C. itself. So I got this to the right at the center, right at the heart of it all, on January 21st, 2021, that day at and in D.C., right around the White House. So, and also I'd like to remind folks as well, I did not get arrested, they did not detain me, I was not stopped, anything like that. This is free speech, and this is what, this really is how the Founding Fathers ended up passing around the ideas of liberty and encouraging people to rise up against the British Empire during the American Revolution, thereabouts 1776. You look at Thomas Paine's work with A Common Sense, and really what he was writing and what he was passing out there wasn't much more than this very same thing. So I would encourage you all to do that, because this is a way that we can not only improve the and empower each other in our own lives with this knowledge, but also how we can circumvent the online censorship that is quite prevalent, and in places where they're stopping people from spreading out a message that is appealing to more people in the digital world, the technologica digitalis, if you would, we can nonetheless do the same thing and even better in the real world with pamphlets and passing them around. So, effective January 21st, 2021, Exorcism of Tyranny, a systematic constitutional popular strategy to restore legitimacy to the federal government and return individual civil liberty to the American people. So the systematic part is the fact that as you pass this out and as people read it, it becomes a part of our understanding and psychology. If you really live by it, then it'll lead you to really standing up for yourself and having some self-respect, and also understanding the purpose behind the Constitution and those individual rights and liberties that were not granted to us by that Constitution, but are granted to us by God. Whether you believe in God or not doesn't matter. By virtue of you being a human being with your own determinable part of your soul, you are free. You are free, period. It's a choice that we make to not be free. It is always a choice that we make to change our lives and to alter the way that we interact and what we do to follow along with the so-called orders, or what we have to do by the so-called authorities. Because ultimately, it comes down to you. It really does. Now, a lot of people will make calculated decisions on this front and be like, oh, well, what's the pros and cons of standing up in this case? Well, let's say, for instance, you don't want to wear a mask and you go to a restaurant where they're asking you to wear one. Okay, pro is that you get to go in there and you get to eat their food. If it's that great, awesome. Con is that, but at the same time, you sacrifice your principles to do that. So it's sacrificing. Do you sacrifice your principles, and in this case, put a muzzle on your face when it's clearly nonsense? All the rationale behind this is bullshit. I mean, you just go to a restaurant and like, oh yeah, you walk 5 feet to your table and then you take it off. Like, it's absolutely nonsense. The fact, again, that they're putting these things on kids for 8 hours a day in schools, that is child abuse. That is child abuse. Period. That's what that is. If that was happening at home, if, like, parents were doing that to their kids, 5 years ago, they would be rightfully called up by their neighbors and told, hey, this family is abusing their kids. This didn't change overnight because we suddenly have this horrifically deadly virus, which A, it's not that deadly, B, the tests are nonsense, C, the how further can you go with this thing? I'll go into that anyway. Let me stick to the pamphlet here before I, rather than get off on a tangent where I'm just running extemporaneously. So systematic is the fact that goes from one person to the other, and you pass along this idea and it spreads. So constitutional, that's because this is related to the Constitution of the United States of America, and also to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Also applies in the direct spirit to the Nuremberg Code and the Geneva Conventions. All of these things, which came about most recently after World War II, in response to the atrocities put upon populations by the Nazis and also by the Stalinist Soviet Union, and other places as well. but it's constitutional in that respect because it doesn't propose anything that goes against the Constitution. So the Constitution itself, again, I think I gave a primer on this before. It is the law of laws. So it is it says in there in the Bill of Rights that Congress shall make no law concerning that. Bing, bing, bing. Concerning free speech, concerning exercise of religion, concerning the what else? Free press. That's right at the First Amendment, and right in front there. So that is the Constitution is the framework from which all of the laws need to be within. They need to stay within that framework of those laws. Now, if something is outside of that framework, namely like a vaccine mandate, mask mandate, lockdowns, forcing people into house arrest when they haven't actually done any sort of crime, again, that's all unconstitutional. It is outside of that framework. Not only none of these things were actually put into law by an assembly of senators, representatives, that sort of thing, either on a state level, local level. If on a local level they did that sort of thing, it's just they made a law that's illegal. If any local level or state level or federal level, if the representatives, if Congress on those levels, or let's say like a city council or commissioners or something like that, or county commissioners, if they made a law that is outside of the bounds of the Constitution, that law is illegal. And we'll get into what the repercussions of that are later in this pamphlet. But so, anyway, moving on. So that's it's constitutional on that front. Popular, that is not in the sense that it's necessarily okay, everyone knows about it and everyone likes it, that sort of thing. But the idea is that it spreads out amongst, you know, each person that sees it, that reads it, will pass it on to another, and it's based on the population. So however many people read it is how far it goes. So strategy to restore the legitimacy of federal government and return individual civil liberty to the American people. And this is a basic set of facts and instructions to end the tyranny virus. Now, I call it the tyranny virus because that's pretty much what it is. The virus itself, so far as I can tell, and as many others can as well, the virus appears to be, it is a real thing. It is a bad cold. But that's pretty much it. It has some strange symptoms. It may very well have been engineered. I have some genetic engineering on that front. I wouldn't put it past them that they were working on this in a lab, and they're trying to put together something that would infect as many people as possible. Just because there's a lot of maniacs in our world, and they're crazy, they're psychos, and a lot of them are in positions of high authority, and so. But the main part about this virus is not the biological component of it. It's much less. I mean, that is absolutely minor. It's like a, 0.1% of the totality of the intention and impositions that have been brought upon the population and the free people of this world. So the rest of what's going on is namely the things that we see that we're being told to do and that some people follow along and do. So, which I would just call, again, that cycle of abuse, that imposition of a next level of abuse. Now, you can look at what the TSA was doing after 9/11 and see that itself was a next level of a cycle of abuse of the population. So, unreasonable searches and seizures are prohibited in the Constitution, but at the same time, anyone who went on the plane could have just about anything searched and seized often enough. In many cases, they take like pocket knives and lighters, and oh, well, now you have a what was the thing? Liquids over a certain amount of ounceage you couldn't bring in there, which is clearly nonsense. It's total bullshit. If you were trying to make some sort of explosive device, going with liquid is not the way to do it in an efficient manner. Now, I'm not going to suggest what one can do on this on this radio program, but I can tell you it's ridiculous. And that was a first level of psychological abuse that thereby naturally led to, so long as we complied with it, it led to the next level of abuse. It's just where we are now, or that is to say, where we were back in March of 2020 when this got originally brought on us. So that it complying with these abuses, complying with these impositions that go against the basic human rights that we have codified and lived by for a very long time, at least in theory and in spirit, in most manners, only leads to the next level of that abuse. You have to stand up to this yourself. This is the only way we get out of this. Jesus is not going to come back and save you from the abuse that you're putting yourself under. Superman, even if he existed, he could fly around the world as fast as he wanted to. Even if he went out and he rounded up all those villains at the top who were planned and plotted this sort of thing to get it to go, to make it happen, that wouldn't save you. You need to stand up for yourselves in your own life. When they say that the kingdom of God is inside you, that's what that means, is that you are standing up in order to improve your life in your world. Someone else isn't going to be able to do it for you, because what's happening here is groupthink that you have to resist and go against. You know, when you feel I feel like I just got abused or shamed or something like that, like, stand up for yourself. If you cannot comply your way out of this, it only leads to the next level of abuse. This is what we saw in the totalitarian regimes in World War II. This is what you saw in Italy under Mussolini. This is what you saw in Germany underneath Hitler. This is what you saw in Stalinist Soviet Union. This is what you see in North Korea. This is what you see in China. Like, this, they're not. We don't get out of this. We don't get out of this unless we stand up for ourselves. Again, there's not going to be some, savior that's going to come and do it for you. So, understanding that the way to get out of this virus, this tyranny, is to stand up for yourself is absolutely vital, and that's what this pamphlet especially is intending to do. It is to empower you with the knowledge to stand up to the bullies and abusers who have been listening to liars and cowards and criminals during this whole time. So stop listening to them. Okay, anyway, so rolling on, like, you know, the first bullet point on the first page here. Okay, second bullet point, invalidate decades of unconstitutional laws. Now, these particular unconstitutional laws of which I am referring to are that of the drug laws. I don't see a great reason that people are not should be policed on what they ingest into their own body. If there's bad drugs out there, if there's something harmful like heroin, cocaine, that sort of thing, they end up doing damage to you really bad. Same as, alcoholics, same sort of thing. Like, eventually these drugs will do you a lot of damage. The government isn't there to police that. That's not their business, as far as I'm concerned, in my philosophy, where I'm coming from. And the spirit of the Constitution is that exactly, is that it's not supposed to be policing your life and what you do for yourself. It polices and makes sure that there's the contracts that you have with other people are fair and you follow through on what you say and do, and that the way you interact with others is in check. So if you're stealing from other people, clearly we need someone. You should probably be put away, because nobody likes that. That's not cool. That's not helpful. We don't have a civilized society when that sort of thing runs rampant. So, but when it comes to drug laws, and the imposition of prohibition to grow plants on your own property, to grow certain things on your own property, it's absolutely absurd, and it's an invasion of privacy that I didn't see was granted to the federal government at all through the Constitution. And the fact that they got put in there is again more evidence of a style of corruption that has led to an overbearing police state, that has led to intentions to get factions of people fighting against each other, and having a large prison population as well, that leads to further unreasonable prison sentences and punishment on that part. That's not helpful. We have watched it over decades build up and get larger and larger and bloat itself into a monster that's completely unhelpful. And not only is it a waste of our resources to send out and go after people who aren't doing any harm to anyone else, or at best they're just doing harm to themselves, it also suppresses our human spirit. It suppresses our sense of liberty and freedom and what we can do with our own lives and the sorts of things that are empowering to us that we wish to go out and do. It's another barrier to that, to such an extent that when it's a part of your life and it's subliminally inserted in there, you lose the ability to even imagine doing something that is outside of the norm, so to speak. But that imagination is absolutely vital for the manifestation of the best you that you can be. And so, so invalidate decades of unconstitutional laws. So bringing up how this, the actionable points within this flyer does that itself as well as address the present abuses of power. Reassert constitutional law. Again, that's about the same rewording of what was said just earlier. Putting limits on what the federal government is appropriately allowed to do, and by extension, the states and local governments, that sort of thing. And an international corporate coup. So much of what's happening right now is, if you look at the movie Network, there's a line in there where a character meets with the Beale, who is the madcap reporter, and he meets with the cigar-smoking businessman who is the head of this collection of corporations. And he says that the world is a business, and it operates by the immutable laws of business, and it's the money that makes the world go round and all of that. And so often, this is clear to a lot of people these days. It's pretty evident that in so many manners, even our most sacred institutions are beholden to whoever happens to have the most cash to throw at whoever is in a position to game the system. Now you can see this in our election system itself. That, I mean, forget even the the possibility slash fact of there being election fraud, direct fraud happening with the machines and with the mail-in ballots and with the fake names and all sorts of other things on any number of levels, whether local, state, or federal. Besides that, it's been quite notable for decades that basically whoever, for the most part, whoever has the most, whatever candidate that runs on, whether we're talking, again, local, state, or federal level, whoever has the most money behind them, whoever can buy the most ads, ends up winning. Now, that's not always true, but, I mean, it's true enough to a level of, I mean, I haven't seen the stats for this, but I'll bet you it's somewhere around 90%, 90, 95%, something like that. We're talking that local officials, state officials, and federal politicians end up in their positions is because they had the most money, they could buy the most ads. Now, you just look at that, and you're like, well, clearly that can't be good, you know. It's when you have this much money. I mean, what is it in? I think it was 2012. Was it? I mean, we're talking $1 billion in political ads for the presidential race. 2016. Who knows how much it was? I don't know. But this is the 2012 one that I remember. Some of the figures for that. But that is an insane amount of money, and when you throw that money into something that sacred, it's you're gaming the whole system. And we've known it's been corrupt for a very long time. There's pay to play of sorts. You have the lobbyists in there that can basically just, it's legalized bribery is what it is. And again, you look at this, and I'm like, you look at the political system of our country, and a lot of it seems like it's, you know, verging on the whore Babylon style thing, because they sold themselves out. I mean, people are selling out their principles all over the place, and they have for a very long time. Now, lots of times that the fact that they sold out their principles, they could keep that on a low underneath the radar. The plausible deniability that comes with it, and playing stupid was so, I mean, it was so rampant for decades. Now, finally, we are actually, one of the good things coming about as a result of this virus panic and this attempted takeover of the free world is that it's caused a lot of politicians, it's caused a lot of people in positions of authority, celebrities and, you know, businesses and personalities, radio personalities, TV hosts, again, politicians themselves, to actually be like, oh, hey, I can actually stand on my principles and people want that. Like, yes, this is something that is, it's incredible to see. I never thought I would see the day that there would be people in power really standing on their principles. And it's amazing to see it. And the fact that this is coming about should be some very, very good news for everybody who is looking to live in a free society, that is happening. It really is. And this is a sea change of the highest order that again is very good, very, very good sign. And the last bullet point on the front page is correct the focus of law enforcement and the Department of Justice. Now, this is related to invalidating the decades of unconstitutional laws and reasserting constitutional law, i.e., bringing in the actionable portion of this pamphlet it does that very thing, such that rather than having our law enforcement dedicated to policing, you know, the pettiest thing that some individuals do for their own business without harming anyone else, they can focus on the big stuff, the stuff that really matters. And I think that is vital these days. And this is a portion of my the prescription, that is to say, for the diagnosis of that problem. So then you open up a pamphlet, and we have a set of facts. And I'm just going to run through that. This set of facts is on the left interior side of the pamphlet, and it goes like this. First paragraph, the government of the United States of America operates by the, quote, consent of the governed, and its arms are comprised of regular people who are capable of critical thought. So this is important, because lots of times the political conversations that we have will be quite broad-based, and we'll say, oh, these, and heck, I'm guilty of that too. You know, this is something to remember, is that, oh, well, the government this, or the politicians that, or those type of politicians, those Democrats, or those Republicans, or et cetera, or, you know, people who just say, throw the whole thing out with the bathwater, who are just like, it's all corrupt, and there's nothing you can do about it, and whatever else. The fact is that to have faith in humanity is to have faith that the people who comprise the institutions that we rely on are capable of critical thought, who can actually look at the data and the facts and can see the world with their own eyes and make up their own mind about what's true and what's not. So that is that's a baseline for that, that if you don't have faith that that there are people in our government or in business or in any other organization that are capable of critical thought, that can see through lies and obfuscation, then you're lost already. You've already thrown in the towel for society or humanity. And if you want to hang out and just you know, sit on a hill and watch what happens, go ahead. But you have to have some faith in the people around you that they have the mind and they have the spirit to see through the lies and the greed and all of that that so often attempts to drive them. And that's a core necessity, not only for the operation of this set of ideas, but also for really just having, again, faith in humanity. So that's that first paragraph. Then the media's primary mission as of 2020 is social psychological management. Practically speaking, the, quote, news speaks more lies in an average day than most people do in their entire lives. Now, this generally refers to the, quote, mainstream media, the ABC, NBC, CNN type world that at NPR had thrown in that as well. And, again, this is a broad stroke, large broad stroke. For the most part, what's there, and there are good people, good reporters, and journalists in all of these organizations. Some of them have more legitimate and journalists and reporters who have their principles at heart. Some of them have less. Some of them are made up of nothing but liars. some of them basically just sell themselves out entirely to whoever has the most money and is willing to put some words on that teleprompter for them to read. I mean, they'll just read it. It's kind of like in Anchorman and Ron Burgundy, when they say that, yeah, Ron will read anything that's on that teleprompter. And it's like, okay, yeah, all right. You throw enough money at the guy and you put some words on that prompter and he'll read them. So a lot of that is the case, and that's pretty evident. Although you can see this changing in certain avenues as well. And that's important to keep an eye on. And when you see that there are media sources that are really positive, it is great to give them support and know that and, you know, perpetuate the sort of message that they're running with. So generally speaking, that's kind of broad based. But it's to remember as well that whatever you hear on the TV or whatever gets passed around on social media and all that, particularly relating to this virus panic, namely that when it comes down to the impositions that are being put on us about it, that is to be scrutinized more than anything else on the entire planet. Because if the news says that, oh, there's a tribe on the other side of the world who just had a fight with someone else and someone threw a boulder, or there's a ship that got sank, in the Atlantic or something, you can believe them or not. It doesn't really matter because you're not there and it doesn't really affect you much. Certain things are like way over there, and if they talk about that, whether it's true or not, it's hard to, it doesn't really have any real practical effect on your life. But when it comes to things that have real practical effects on our lives, namely the impositions put on us, mask mandates, vaccine mandates, that sort of thing, then it's time to scrutinize that as much as absolutely possible. It's not the sort of thing where you can just be like, oh, well, it'll go away here soon enough if we just do what they say. No, it doesn't. This does not go away until you stop doing it. Anyway, hammer that home, point home again. okay, moving on. The big technology monopolies are not your friend. Their consolidation of communication channels and disregard of constitutional rights is a clear and present attack on humanity. I think that speaks for itself. We have been socially and psychologically manipulated at a deep level for our entire lives. Yes, this is something that that is the case, and it's evident for those who really look for it. That social and psychological manipulation, what is it, is the other question. Sometimes it's for a decent purpose. Like, for instance, going into school and you get socialized into a community of your peers. And basically, you could call social and psychological manipulation just putting enough kids in the same room together for a certain amount of time each day. And some of them make friends, some of them get to be enemies, some of them get to be jokers. You figure out who you are and you gain a personality that's generally different from others, and it can be a great thing. But just putting kids in the same room for an hour or two every day is a bit of that. You could call that manipulation, because in an anarchic world that wouldn't necessarily be the case. But that's not a bad thing in that case. But there are some unfortunate social and psychological manipulations that are on a case-by-case basis for the most part. One of the that can be seen and indicated on a case-by-case basis. And I'm not going to go into all those at present, we'll just keep moving on here. I'll go into those sometime whenever they come up. Much of our political system has been sold to the highest bidders. I already mentioned that when it comes to regulatory capture, particularly when it comes to corporations, big multinationals that don't care about our laws and really only have their own interests in mind. They are going to use their money for however they can. And in a lot of cases, it's straight up bribes. It's not just the political system getting sold out. There is also a fair amount of coercion and things like blackmail going on in order to compromise individuals, such that when a large scale geopolitical imposition on the level of this virus panic comes along, that they would play ball, and so that's something to keep in mind as well. But much of that political system was compromised. Although, again, it's great to see that a lot of politicians are stepping up and showing their integrity, and that's really happening these days. And so that's a very, very good, point. And there's more every day too. Like I said in the poem, once you wake up, you don't go back to sleep. This is a one-way street, So, okay, moving on. A reassertion of individual liberty is a requisite for a vibrant future. Yes, this is vital. Now, I came up with a new economic, and it's an economic revolution, and I think it's great, and I think it would be awesome if it happened. But even that, in the attempt to create like a utopian society, whether it's the great dreams of the communes that they had like in the 60s and 70s, or that of some of the true believer communists and socialists and that sort of thing, who believe that we can make a utopian society where people are equal and all that. Oh, can we do it? Yeah, it's possible. Well, it is possible to get to a better world for us and to get to some sort of utopian harmony of types. But that doesn't occur unless you have individual liberty. Like, if you don't have freedom and you don't have liberty for people, you don't get to that utopian society. It doesn't matter what the other metrics of it are. It doesn't matter if you have, Jacques' Venus Project-style 23rd century architecture with the perfectly designed cities and all the electric vehicles and everything else, and even if money doesn't exist, like in the Star Trek universe, all these are characteristics of a possible future, but none of these possible futures are any good if they don't have individual liberty, and they just don't. None of these so-called utopian futures are there unless we retain our freedoms as people. Because otherwise you have dystopian nightmares. That's what it is. It can look pretty. Let's say, you go over to certain parts of Beijing. You look at what they had in 2008 with the Olympics. It was like, oh, okay, this is a very pretty place. Look at that. They built the Nest, that stadium there, and it looks nice and it's very colorful and all that sort of thing. But what is it like to actually live there, as a person who would like to be respected and not treated like a slave their entire life? Well, it's not fun. You don't get to that utopian sort of world unless you have liberty and freedom. So, in most practical ways, we are already there. And what I mean by that, this is the next line. In most practical ways, we are already there when it comes to the aspects, the characteristics necessary for a utopian world. We have plenty of food, we have plenty of water, we have an infrastructure of water, of running hot water as well, electricity running to buildings, houses, everywhere, sanitation systems. I mean, these are the prerequisites for us to have long, healthy lives and to have the necessities that we need in order that we don't run around and steal things from others. This is vital. And we're there already, but there's just those characteristics that are necessary for that, and also the freedom necessary for that. The thing is, our freedom's been under threat for some while. Now it's under attack, but we got to take care of that business first. Anyway, most all that is needed to bring on the 21st century renaissance is the right attitude. Yes, in a way, that's really it. Now, how many people with the right attitude? Yeah, the jury's still out on that. We'll find out, because we're going to get there. And we can look back at it and be like, ooh, what's the percentage? Oh, okay. Anyway, generation after generation of our forefathers fought and died for us to be free. We do not consider them role models for nothing. I believe that speaks for itself. For those who fought in World War II against the very fascism that we are witnessing now, they would be fighting, and some of them are, some of those veterans, they would be fighting for liberty today. Whether they're in the United States of America, whether they're in Australia, whether they're in the UK or Germany or Italy or Canada or China itself, they would be there fighting, and it is important to respect their, to remember the blood, sweat, and tears that was given in order for us to get the get to the level of freedom that we have today in this country. And if you're not willing to give that same in-kind blood, sweat, and tears in order to maintain that freedom, then you never deserved it to begin with. So stand up for yourselves. All of this is basic. Reread as needed as antidote to propaganda. Stands for itself. Okay. Next page, this is the middle portion. Our society is presently caught in an engineered cycle of abuse based on highly coordinated, highly sophisticated deceptions by powerful, clever, and malicious actors, a criminal syndicate. Should be self-explanatory. Okay, I go over that on a regular. Next paragraph, it's time to stop going along to get along. The evil engineers know that we don't want trouble, and they are using that against us. You need to really pay attention to what you are doing and what you are being asked to do in work and in general. To help break this cycle, follow this method. Instructions for the American people. If someone orders you to deprive another of their rights in violation of the Constitution, particularly the Bill of Rights, it is your duty as an American to disregard that order. If that order is especially egregious, report that person to the authorities. That was the first instruction. That's it. That's the entirety. Right there. It's simple. It's easy. Anybody can do it. And anybody needs to do it, really, for us to get out of this. And that's happening already, which is great. So let's just keep the momentum rolling here. Police usually focus their law enforcement on the common people rather than those making the laws. A reversal of focus is in order. That's what's traditionally been the case until this virus panic came along. Criminal syndicate in charge really wanted police to crack down on people and start, you know, arresting them for not wearing masks and arresting them for, going into public gatherings and to going to church and everything else. It's clear that they are not having it and they're not doing that, which is flipping amazing. There's plenty of pushback on that, and they're standing up for themselves. And this is great, and that's what we need. So let's keep the ball rolling on that. The reversal of focus is in order. So that reversal of focus is in regard to the breaking of the law of laws, the most sacred of our laws, the laws that guide what laws can be made. And even if they were set out by a state Congress, or was set out by the federal government or by a local city authority, if they're outside the framework of that Constitution, they are illegal. So the first thing that the police can do is just not enforce it. First off, it's dependent on the quality of those things as to whether they are legal. Again, this is where the judiciary comes in, and fortunately, we're hearing as well that that a lot of judges are stepping up too. Now, they have been under incredible amounts of stress. Just about everybody in our layers of government has had the screws put to them in any number of manners, and it's still happening today. We have to stand up for ourselves on this front and be willing to say, no, I'm going to stick with my principles. And that's happening on that front as well. Next paragraph. It is clear that our current batch of lawmakers is more illegitimate than ever, brazenly corrupt, deceptive, and tyrannical. For decades, many new so-called laws have been clearly injurious to personal liberty, drug laws, Patriot Act, etc. The virus tyranny is the intended death blow. That speaks for itself. Next paragraph, this is the inside on the right, third leaf. Police, military, and all serious Americans are to remember their most sacred oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. It is time to enforce the real law upon our so-called leaders, whether elected or appointed, at local, state, or federal level. Follow this method. And we have instructions for law enforcement and the Department of Justice. Review the, quote, laws you've been ordered to enforce. Who signed them? Arrest and prosecute for offense of the referenced law below. When someone is removed from a position in government, their deputy takes their place. Lather, rinse, repeat. This is part of that systematic portion of which I mentioned at the beginning. And the relevant law in this case is Title 18, U.S. Code, Section 242, Deprivation of Rights Under Color of Law. This carries fines, imprisonment, and more, depending on the nature of the offense. And clarification, color of law, quote-unquote, refers to a statute, ordinance, regulation, or guideline that pretends authority but is not an actual law, i.e., any protocol concerning a virus, generally. And this law itself is has been a part. I believe it's been it got brought in and started being used, especially after the Civil War. But that's a part of federal law. And anyone who wants to read the actual verbiage behind it can look it up in any number of law books. Title 18, Section 242, Deprivation of Rights Under Color of Law. So how this works is that basically you could imagine in the Old West, you know, some mayor who got into a position of authority and he decided, oh, you know what, I'm just going to go around and just beat up the people who are Mormons or something. And then he hired his thugs to go out and do that, or he made a law that said you can't practice Mormonism. That would fall under this law, deprivation of rights under color of law, because we have a right to practice religion as we see fit, so long as it doesn't, you know, go against any other laws like theft or assault or that sort of thing. And again, goes to a free speech. So if there was a sheriff, let's say, somewhere, or there was a sheriff that said, "Oh man, I'm so sick of all these people running around talking about their politics in the city square. You know what? I'm gonna force everyone to wear a muzzle over their face so they can't speak." They would be guilty of, they would be subject to this deprivation of rights under color of law, because they would be taking away your freedom of speech. Now, today, what we have are health departments who say that they're telling you to cover up your mouth and your nose in order to block your breathing and stop you from talking. And supposedly, I mean, the excuse for this is, again, all a bunch of lies. It's been lies for a year and a half now, 20 months. And that's really all it is. I mean, they just keep lying. I mean, it doesn't change the facts of the matter, the size of a virus and the pores in the mask itself. And the fact that when you're breathing with the mask, most of it goes out the sides of the mask, because that's where the air is unobstructed. This is the basic effects of, this is basic law of thermodynamics. It's not even theory, law of thermodynamics. But so that's the interior there. So that's really the two portions of this that are directly actionable are instructions for the American people that just say that if someone orders you to deprive another of their rights in violation of the Constitution, it is your duty to disregard that order. So there you go. Disregard it. Don't comply. Don't force something on someone else based on what your so-called superior said that you're supposed to do. Now, if your superior tells you to go and start beating up businesses, beating up people at businesses unless they pay you $50 for protection money, I mean, it's not much different. It really isn't. If the health department said that, it doesn't matter where it comes from. There's the health department, the education department, or the Department of Transportation, or whatever. I mean, I would bet, too, that a lot of these so-called health inspectors aren't actually health inspectors at all. That in fact, they just happen to have a fake badge, and they got bussed over, and they got paid off by some operative in order to go around and basically, you know, pull some gangster-type garbage. that's not helpful for anybody, and has clearly caused a mass psychosis. But so those are the three pages. Oh, and below the instructions for law enforcement, Department of Justice, there is a small little graph that shows a bit of the hierarchy. It has lawmakers at the top, law enforcement below that, and the common people below that. This is just, you know, broad strokes again, very simple. And the traditional focus of law and order is a downward focus. So law enforcement enforces the laws upon the common people. Lots of times lawmakers, they're out amongst common folks, they're the common people too, but for the most part that's what law enforcement does. But the corrective focus is for them to look upon the lawmakers to enforce the law of laws rather than the dictates they have become that these so-called lawmakers have been giving. Because when unjust laws turn the world upside down, then you have to turn things around appropriately and address it. So... and then on the back two leaves, we have a few more some more writing here that is pertinent. The average age of death from the coronavirus is 74 years old, near equal to the average life expectancy, and that is about right. It's different depending on the locale. Over in Europe, in certain places, it's closer to 77, 78. And in some places here in the States, a little lower, 72, 73, something like that. But it's nearly exactly the average life expectancy, which is really what was happening with this thing very early on that caused the high levels of deaths. An early portion of it is when they sent people who had this virus into nursing homes, who are already most of those people on their last legs, you know, dying of cancer, old age, Alzheimer's, diabetes, anything else, and really this virus, since it spreads very quickly and everybody gets it, and it's a bad cold. If it's something that they catch at that age and in that situation, it'll take out a bunch of them at the same time. So that's what happened. Particularly in New York is where this was, in the nursing homes there is the places where this was. This is observed, and I hear as well that it also happened in Canada, and this appears to be the case in the Lombardy region of Italy, where the first European country that had the lockdown way back in February of 2020. But moving on, look at the official CDC stats, inflated as they are. Do the math yourself. This particular virus is no more dangerous than life itself. Let that sink in. There is little more anyone needs to know in order to make smart decisions here. As I say, what they need to know in order to make smart decisions for their own health. So, you know, standard, wash your hands, stay home if you're sick. If you have other comorbidities, that sort of thing, it would be smart just to, you know, have some vitamins, head to the doctor if you have a sudden onset of symptoms. It's not much different than the flu. Again, it really, for the quote powers that be to inflate this to such a level is an absolute scandal. And it's, so far, I mean, it's a crime against humanity. Anyway, it is all a carefully crafted, highly managed illusion. Like the red versus blue political theater, like the black versus white race baiting, like everything designed to get common people to divide and fear each other. You will know the rotten tree by its fruit. What has happened to our lives in the past year? What has been the effect of the virus panic mandates? It was not a virus that did that. It was government force, coordinated media lies, corporate tyranny, and a naive and compliant populace. Fear is the primary control method, fear of the virus and fear of the authorities. This is by design. Do not be deceived. This whole charade is designed to destroy righteous individuals and reward petty tyrants. to ensure a ground-level, day-to-day, perpetual cycle of abuse that conditions us to the Chinese brand of tyranny. This was beta-tested over the last 20 years in China, starting with the SARS panic in 2003. The whole purpose behind the United States government is to prevent the very tyranny we are witnessing from taking place. We have a great responsibility to ourselves, the world, and all posterity to restore our individual civil liberties. Be proud to do so. This is for all who have eyes to see and ears to hear. Do you feel demoralized by the latest news? That's the whole reason it's there. The good news is right here. You have incredible power to shape your world. Be courageous. Keep your spirit high. Act on this. Spread the word. Trust and have faith in yourself and each other, and your world will change for the better. And that's, Garrett C. Tufte. This version was dated 6/18/2021. And that is Exorcism of Tyranny. That's the entirety of that pamphlet. It's just got the basics, and after that, we keep moving forward, each one of us taking a stand and doing what we can in our own lives to affect a better future for ourselves and for our children, friends, family, community, and everything. Okay, we have went way over time on this, and there's still more to be said about this, naturally, but I am going to leave it at that. And encourage y'all to, again, check out the website. If you check out this pamphlet, it's something to carry with you and pass along whenever you need it. If you need something on paper that gives the broad strokes about what's going on and can lead someone else to investigate for themselves and to make up their own mind about this. Because lots of times people are in their own bubbles. So they haven't seen the information. They haven't heard from the researchers and scientists out there who know this, who have been researching this and have been censored from the real debate. And it's important to be able to pass along something in writing that they can refer to and that can help them search out and seek the real truth. So I'd encourage anyone and everyone to give this a read, pass it along, and if you really want to do the next level sort of thing, then print out a whole bunch of them and pass it out in your city and in your community. And there you go. It's a simple manner to spread the word and to get our country back into a decent place and to tamp down the mass delusion. And to take away the power that it has, that has wrought such damage so far. So, that being said, once again, my name is GT Maverick. This has been the Maverick Radio Hour. I'm coming to you from the Source Gallery in Westport, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been October 13th. 2021, and I am wishing you peace, love, harmony, justice, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.